Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. On Gobbler's Knob, on this glorious...
The best achievement in directing. James Cameron. For Avatar.
I have appointed a high-level working group within the department that will immediately begin a review of the issues.
And finally, I'm pleased to announce that the 10 films selected as Best Picture nominees...
That's very tough to swallow.
This makes me a slut.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. I guess we'll get to the Oscar nominations in the program tonight. A whole lot of other things we got planned for you this evening. Coming up here in a moment, we got General Galen Shaw, who will be talking with us about a very bizarre poll, one that was conducted by the Daily Coast that says a majority of GOP members, Republicans, think Obama is racist, socialist, and isn't even an American citizen. And then we're going to have... later on, Larry Grover on the program. Larry, a member of the Conservatives of Kern County, who has something to say about Jenny Sanford, Mark Sanford, and that whole thing as his party continues to sort of go up and down, depending upon the day. You know, they're strong one day, and the next they're taking their shots, kind of like the Democrats. And we'll talk with Larry on those matters coming up in the program. We also have news on Don't Ask, Don't Tell. We also have news on the chief of staff of Obama's chief of staff, that's Rahm Emanuel, using some remark, a derogatory remark having to do with being retarded. You know, this is a word that is just getting pitched around a lot, and apparently he called other Democrats retarded. So that's a change of pace. And what else we got, man? Oh, yeah, all of the, as we mentioned, nominees for the Academy Awards. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And, oh, yeah, Mel Gibson called a reporter an a-hole. That's a big news. Big, big piece of news there. On our program here this evening as we start things off, although that's not the first guy that he called an a-hole. I guess it's the second guy that he's... Mel's been getting the anti-Semitic questions, and you can well imagine it's very, very... It's wearying for him. All right, starting things off here on the program, we have with us General Galen Shaw. General Shaw is a retired United States Army general to comment on a couple of things that are rather pressing, I think. One of them, of course, is this poll on the GOP. The other was quite an amazing story today that was not really reported by anybody. It was reported by the Associated Press, but it got so little play, I was stunned. And the story is essentially this, that according to Leon Panetta of the CIA, it is very likely that Al-Qaeda will attempt an attack on the United States in the next 3 to 6 months. Very likely. This is not Al-Qaeda saying it. This is not somebody writing it in a book. This is the head of the CIA, Leon Panetta. So that's a big piece of news, and with us is General Galen Shaw to talk about it. General Shaw, nice to have you with us this evening.
Well, it's always a great pleasure, Phil, to be on your program.
All right. You heard the story that I just mentioned.
Yes, I did.
And you also know you know, the president... has come under fire as being weak on national security. You also know that the Democrats in general are seen as weak on national security. Now we have Leon Panetta, who I have no reason to doubt is not a capable man, saying, well, you know, whether we're weak or whether we're strong, whether America's ready or whether it isn't, we've got a possibility, and a very strong possibility, likely that Al-Qaeda will attack. How do you feel as a retired military man?
When I saw the story you're talking about, Phil, and I get these security briefings myself, and the story as it ran by Associated Press says that Al-Qaeda can be expected to attempt an attack on the United States the next 3 to 6 months, and it's deploying operatives in the United States to carry out new attacks. Now, let me tell you why it is the American people have not reacted the way that I guess you thought that they would, which is with alarm. Perhaps there would be more conversation about it. And I can tell you why it is, in my opinion, that the American people have not reacted with alarm. And that's because there is a man in the White House by the name of Barack Obama who I think is turning out to be quite a good president. The American people have a...
You feel the American people have confidence in this president?
Without question. And the proof, I think, is in the everyday life that we are enjoying here in the United States, even though we have a recession and the worst economic times in history. This president has inspired such confidence in people, and I think a feeling of security in people that even today, you saw being celebrated there in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, this Groundhog Day, and if you saw any of the television coverage.
We saw a little bit of it this morning. Why are you bringing that up? You're saying what? You're saying that the people are the American people are feeling so secure they can have a little bit of a party?
Well, the American people are feeling secure with Barack Obama to the extent that they are going on with their lives, celebrating something as innocuous as Groundhog Day. Not too long ago, we were celebrating some other thing. We're going to have April Fool's Day and Martin Luther King and this. It's because the American people do not feel at risk with Barack Obama as president as they might with George Bush.
Well, now, give me the difference here between George Bush and Barack Obama. You're saying the American people feel confident with Barack Obama there and not so much with George Bush.
With George Bush, there was a sense that the other shoe could drop. You had this terror threat level every day. There was some new announcement being made, and people were on pins and needles. But here we have an announcement, as you just very clearly said, Phil, that most Americans look at and say, I feel good about that. It doesn't make, it's not scaring me. And they go out and they wait for the groundhog to come out of the ground. They enjoy a cup of coffee out there, their gobbler's knob or whatever they were doing. They're having a good time here waiting for the Academy Awards and the things you were talking about. They're just simply not concerned, Phil, as much as I think they would be were George Bush president of the United States.
All right, you're saying, we're talking with General Galen Shaw here, folks, about a report today by Associated Press that really got very little play. And yet here it is. According to Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA, it is likely that al-Qaeda will attempt an attack on the United States in the next 3 to 6 months. This is something I don't think we've ever seen. Have you ever heard anything like this before?
This is the first time I've heard this, Phil, with Barack Obama's president. We used to hear this when Bush was president. Of course, it would frighten everyone half to death as the Bush administration sort of ran around trying to figure out what it was going to do. But
you don't think the Bush administration had a good handle on these things?
Well, we would find out later that if there was a threat, there wasn't a threat, and it was not an actionable threat. They overstated it. Now, with Barack Obama, look what he's done with this Nigerian. This young man apparently has given very good intelligence, actionable intelligence, that we can go out and quite possibly capture the head of the al-Qaeda himself, which is Osama bin Laden, and the kid wasn't tortured. He was read his Miranda rights. He was given the full benefit of counsel. And we may very well capture Osama bin Laden as the result of the intelligence that he has given. That's a big difference between George Bush and Barack Obama.
Well, no, but General Shaw, hold on for a minute. We're talking with General Galen Shaw, retired general, about the al-Qaeda, statement by Leon Panetta that's likely al-Qaeda would attack us in the next 3 to 6 months, and yet nobody seems to be alarmed. You're saying that the kid, the underwear bomber, right?
The young man on Christmas Day, yes.
Okay, you're saying that it is likely, or...
No, I'm saying we could very well capture Osama bin Laden as the result of the intelligence he's given us, and we didn't have to torture him. That's a big difference between Barack Obama and this man, George Bush.
Is there something that you know that this young man said to the people that questioned him about, Osama bin Laden?
There's nothing really clear. I don't know I don't have the contents, the particulars of the interrogation that went on. But I'm simply saying that Barack Obama has been so effective as a commander-in-chief, I think, in the war on terrorism, that even though Leon Panetta says it is likely we'll be hit by al-Qaeda, there are the American people enjoying Punxsutawney Phil and the Groundhog Day, and the interrogation of this underwear bomber, giving up all kinds of information. We never had to torture him. I think the American people have settled into a very good, confident relationship with this commander-in-chief, regardless of what the GOP says. And we know that those people are either the stupidest individuals that ever lived because they think Obama was born in another country, or they are emotionally disturbed, thinking that he's a socialist.
All right. You know, there's a whole lot that you're saying there, General. There's a lot to bite off and chew on.
Well, I know that, but you're asking me about a story here that is, you're right, would be scary were George Bush president.
All right, so you're saying that this story about Al-Qaeda likely to attack America because Barack Obama's president, everybody's chilling, everyone's fine, to the point where we can celebrate Punxsutawney Phil. And this young man, in fact, this underwear bomber that was captured, we've gotten all kinds of intelligence. Do you know that this kid has given up any intelligence about Osama bin Laden?
I do know that it is possible, from the intelligence that he gives us, that we could capture Osama bin Laden.
And you based on what?
Based upon the many years, Phil, I spent in Army intelligence.
But do you know anything specific about what this kid is saying?
I can tell you that the young man was willingly cooperating after being Mirandized, and that he is, according to individuals that I know, giving actionable intelligence, and I'm hopeful that it will lead us right to Osama bin Laden. But this is the confidence the American people have in Barack Obama.
And you're confident that it will lead us to Osama bin Laden?
Very much so, yes, sir.
All right, General, you hold the line here, and we'll give out the phone number and maybe talk with some people about this. I'm particularly interested in this idea that you have that the American people are so confident in Barack Obama, we went out and had, you know, Groundhog Day today.
Well, the American people are living life according to, you know, living life as usual. They're not getting worried about these things.
All right, 877-876-PHIL is the number here, talking to General Galen Shaw about Al-Qaeda's possibility that Al-Qaeda is going to attack the country in the next 6 months, according to CIA Director Leon Panetta, but that the American people are not worried because Barack Obama's the president, and he's a guy that's getting intelligence from people without torturing them. He's a guy who has us so confident we're celebrating Groundhog Day. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Famous Phil Hendry Show.
So, I don't know whether you want to hear this. We have that.
Well, it'll give people, I think, a very good idea of what we're talking about.
All right, well, this is Groundhog Day today, and this was the celebration going on in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, even though the United States government had information that Al-Qaeda will be attacking us sometime within the next 3 to 6 months, according to Leon Panetta, who is, of course, the CIA director. Here was the scene in Punxsutawney.
Hear ye! Hear ye, hear ye. On Gobbler's Knob on this glorious Groundhog Day, February 2nd, 2010, Punxsutawney Phil, the seer of seers, the prognosticator of all prognosticators, awoke to the call of President Bill Dealey. He greeted his handlers, John Griffiths and Ben Hughes. After casting a joyful eye towards thousands of his faithful followers, Phil proclaimed, "If you want to know next, you must read my text. As the sky shines bright above me, my shadow I see beside me. Six more weeks of winter it will be."
All right, so there you have it in Punxsutawney, and that was the scene, and those were the folks. And you're talking to us. General Galen Shaw is joining us, saying that's a great example of how confident people are in President Obama.
Well, Phil, you know, you've got a poll that was released today saying that the majority of members of the Republican Party, and that would be the majority of people that voted against President Obama, are apparently so uneducated, they think Obama was born in another country, as that a majority of GOP members think that Obama's a socialist, and the majority of them think that he's a Muslim. Now, the American people can see very clearly that they have in this president, at least he's not a member of a party where the people are not rooted in reality. the way you and I would be. And it gives them confidence, and I think it gives them a sense that they are in being led by a man who knows what the real threats are.
But this announcement that they, it's 3 to 6 months, it's likely that Al-Qaeda is going to attack the United States of America is so it's so startling to me, you know.
Yes, and yet you don't hear people panicking about it, and you don't hear people worrying about it. That is because of Barack Obama. I think that, Phil, what you've seen over the last couple of weeks is almost the white flag of surrender being waved by the Republican Party and the Tea Party and all of that. They've seen their polls released that embarrasses their party. They see the members of their party not really creating any viable alternatives to what the president's talking about. You mentioned on your program last Friday, the president basically made mincemeat out of the House Republican congressman. And, of course, is the question of the underwear bomber who was Mirandized, who was given his rights, and the young man was able to give actionable intelligence that I believe could very well lead us to Osama bin Laden. After all those years of torture and waterboarding and all of the other things, we have intelligence that could lead us to Osama bin Laden.
You don't know that we have intelligence that's going to lead us to Osama bin Laden.
Well, I don't know what you're referring to.
I'm referring to the fact that this kid that was interrogated, that with the underwear bomber, you don't know what he said, do you?
I do know. They said it is actionable intelligence, and it's possible it could lead us to Osama bin Laden.
Well, it's possible that it might not. Isn't that right?
If you call it actionable intelligence, it's more likely that it will.
Did you hear anything from anyone saying that Osama bin Laden may be, we may be able to target him because of this this interrogation?
I didn't understand your question.
Do you have any information, General Shaw, that says that has led you to believe that this interrogation of this kid, this interrogation of this underwear bomber, is going to lead us to Osama bin Laden?
I'm telling you that they did not waterboard this kid. They did not use any torture techniques whatsoever, and he willingly gave up actionable information there in the presence of an attorney.
I understand that.
And they gave him his Miranda rights.
No, I understand they gave him his Miranda rights. All of that stuff, what you say is true. What are you saying to me, though, about this kid giving information that leads us to Osama bin Laden?
What is it that you're not understanding?
You're telling me that the kid was interrogated and he has information about Osama bin Laden.
I'm saying that it is very, very likely. And that's all I can say.
Well, but you don't have any inside information.
It's very, very likely that this young man gave information that could lead us to the very cave where Osama bin Laden is living right now.
But we don't know what that is, and we don't know exactly whether, in point of fact, he has. Mike in Miami, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with General Galen Shaw. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, how does it mean anything that we're celebrating Groundhog Day? How does it show any confidence in our president? People have been celebrating Groundhog Day for, you know, while Bush was president,
We're in the middle of the worst economic time since the recession, and we just had a report that
Al-Qaeda...
You're
saying it as national security. You're not saying it because of an economic point. You're saying as a show of we're confident in our security that we're celebrating Groundhog Day.
National security, yes. We've just had an announcement that in 3 months Al-Qaeda could hit, and yet people are still celebrating a groundhog, which that's not exactly Christmas. That's a very tangential celebration.
We had these announcements under Bush, and we still were celebrating Groundhog Day under Bush.
Any announcement that said that Al-Qaeda was going to attack in 3 months.
And you're
that's the difference.
You just made it earlier in the show that we had You just had this claim earlier on the show about 10 minutes ago that we had these announcements that people panicked under Bush. But people were still celebrating Groundhog Day. And you're claiming that we got
have these announcements during Groundhog Day.
Well, wait a minute. When did we have the announcements under Bush?
Well, if you remember, they were in the summertime or they were in other times away from national holidays.
Well, I think
but
we still celebrated
right
July, we still celebrated Christmas, and we still celebrated
Was there a threat during the 4th of July? No, there was not. Was there a threat during Christmas? No, there was not. Was there a threat during Easter? No. This was the only time where there was a national holiday.
So you're saying that because we continue to celebrate Groundhog Day, the American people are confident in Barack Obama?
No, Osama, but yes, Barack Obama.
All right, we'll be back. 877-876, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
With General Galen Shaw. Phil here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Along with us this evening is General Galen Shaw, and General Shaw, retired United States Army general, as we talk about the announcement today that Al Qaeda, and this was an announcement by Leon Panetta, Al Qaeda is likely to attack the United States in the next 3 to 6 months. And yet no one is upset about that because Obama's president. That's what you're saying.
Phil, it sounds very simplistic. No one's upset about that because Obama's president. I don't mean to put it in way in a way that makes it sound like we all have a blind faith in President Obama. And yet you saw today a celebration of Punxsutawney Phil and the Groundhog that simply would not take place if the American people were panicked.
And you went so far as to say, though, that they would never feel this relaxed under George Bush.
Well, like the last caller said, he felt that the American people were confident under Bush because there had been a terror threat during holidays under the Bush administration, but no, there hadn't.
So this is the first time there's been an actionable terror threat in the last, I guess it is, 8 years at the time of a national holiday, and I wouldn't call Groundhog Day a national holiday.
But that is right. Within the last week, this threat came through, and people are celebrating Groundhog Day anyway. I want to give an example of this, Bill. This is Fox News, and Fox News is the I guess you'd call it conservative news channel. And listen to how they flubbed this report using what I think are rather obscene or pornographic references, because they've got nothing to talk about. They wanted to talk about Obama weak on national security and the country suffering a terrorist attack, but instead they're fumbling through this report on Groundhog Day. And
Hold on for a minute. You can't say that Fox wanted to report on a terrorist attack.
Well, you know the editorial policy of that network.
No, I don't. I'm not going to. Whatever it may be, I don't think they want to report on a terrorist attack in the United States. I just don't.
I'll let your listeners decide for themselves as you listen to Fox, completely unprepared for Groundhog Day. I really personally think they thought they were going to report on a terrorist attack.
How did your Groundhog prediction work, by the way?
Groundhog predicted a few more weeks of winter, which I concur with.
Okay.
Never thought I would agree with a Groundhog, but...
Is that what you predicted yesterday?
I did.
Okay. This is
but I'm not furry. Well, anyway, moving on.
Moving on. Janice, thank you.
Did you hear that, Phil?
I heard it, yeah.
Oh, boy. Cut her off.
Fox Television, which prides itself on being a family channel, it can't make it through the report on Groundhog Day without this kind of pornography. I think it is indicative of the right wing trying anything to stay viable and to stay relevant.
General Shaw, I got to tell you, I've heard a lot of things in my time, and you even said that today's poll about the Republicans being so stupid they don't know whether Obama is president or not is indicative of the mindset of that party. I think, personally, that was a poll taken by the Daily Kos.
Yes, that's correct.
Well, the Daily Kos is an extremely liberal and, dare I say, propagandistic website.
Well, are you saying they made the numbers up?
I don't know what they did. I don't know what the Daily Kos did. I wouldn't trust any poll coming from the Kos or from Move On. Those are both propaganda sites. They got no interest in telling truth. They have an interest in furthering a particular philosophy.
Well, I'll tell you this. Whether or not the Daily Kos is legitimate, there isn't a legitimate host on Fox that's not dying to tell you about a forthcoming plot against the United States. They're just waiting for the terrorists to go after Americans so they can bash the president and say they reported on it first.
And you have no, other than your dislike of Fox, You don't really have any information on that.
Well, Phil, I hear you giving opinions all the time, and that's my opinion. I think Fox Television has shown they would much rather see a terrorist attack on the United States than to have Barack Obama do well.
Wow.
Well, what does that mean, wow?
I mean, that's a one hell of a statement, man.
Well, you can look at the news today. There was a terrorist threat to this country, and no one cares. That's not good for Fox News. They need people to care. And so I think they'd rather the terrorist attack take place so they don't have to sit there and report on Punxsutawney Phil and how Janice Dean is furry.
Hello? Hey, General Shaw, there's no point in you getting upset.
Well, it seems to be...
Can you get closer to the phone?
What's that?
Can you get closer to the phone?
In what?
Will you get closer to the phone, please, sir?
All right, I'm here.
What? I don't think there's any point in you getting this crazy, you know?
I'm getting crazy because you don't seem to understand. If you look at this guy, Glenn O'Reilly, they don't want Americans to die so they can say the president, they want Americans.
They want, Glenn, who?
Glenn O'Reilly wants Americans to die so he can say the president didn't protect us.
I think Fox News is doing so well by themselves right now, they don't need a terrorist attack to goose their numbers. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying.
I'm saying they're doing so well in terms of the ratings, they don't need a terrorist attack to get their ratings up. They're already number one. What the hell do they need more? You know, how more number one can you be?
Well, I didn't know that.
Well, they are. General Shaw, the very best of luck to you.
What does that mean? Does that mean you think I'm... So the very best of luck to me means good luck negotiating your way through life because you sound crazy.
No, you don't sound crazy. You sound to me like you've got a... You're overly confident when it comes to Barack Obama saying that everybody is relaxed celebrating Groundhog Day because the Obama's president. I don't think anybody even knows anything about this threat.
It was in the news, wasn't it?
People don't read the news necessarily. I don't think anybody is even aware that Panetta said there's a threat. Of course, people weren't aware of the fact that Clinton said, you know, America's going to be the next ground zero for terrorism. And nobody listened to him, and by God, he was right. So,
well, and that was a Democrat.
Yeah, you're right. That was a Democrat. But that was that was New Year's Eve, 1999, going into 2000, and nobody was even thinking about what happened, a year later. Anyway, General Shaw, very best of luck to you. Thank you.
Well, remember, it's not just Fox News. It's the conservatives across the country who are willing to see their fellow Americans die so they can elect a Republican.
And oh, come on. Don't make these irresponsible statements. Thank you very much.
Okay, so you got to hang up on me and let the feeling be that some weird old man, some weird old conservative with a funny-looking Hershey bar hat was on your program, and now I'm going to go back and put on my military uniform without any pants. Is that it?
No, that's not it. That's not it. You got an opinion? Thank you. All right. General Galen Shaw has been with us here. Coming up, we'll have Larry Grover and his take on Jenny Sanford, the latest news there. 877-876-PHIL. Avatar and Hurt Locker go up against each other for Oscars. Rahm Emanuel takes heat for calling people retarded. Fellow Democrats. 877-876-PHIL.
Phil and
Phil, we got Larry Grover coming up next hour from the Conservatives of Kern County about interesting story. Jenny Sanford is the wife of Mark Sanford, and Larry wrote a blog today for Conservatives of Kern County that Republicans are having such a struggle right now, and are regardless of the Tea Party and the slowing down and the defeat of the health care plan. Republicans are having a struggle in terms of the credibility that people are assigning to them. Do they really have an answer? Do they really have a program? Do they have a platform? Nonetheless, Jenny Sanford said that Mark had asked her opinion. He had asked her advice on having an affair. And she said it's a question she'd rather not have asked, that he'd have asked. So Larry's a little upset. He thinks the wagons need to be circled on this. And I think what he said to you, Bud, was that Jenny Sanford needs to shut up. Is that it?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. Anyway, Larry Grover weighing in at the top of the hour. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. So here is what General Shaw was referencing. A new poll of more than 2,000 self-identified Republican voters indicates a large portion of GOP voters think that President Obama is racist, socialist, or a non-U.S. citizen. Now, you've seen this poll, perhaps, and maybe you haven't, and it really doesn't matter because it's a poll that was apparently commissioned by or otherwise promoted by or otherwise created by the Daily Kos. The Daily Kos is an unapologetic, unabashed, progressive website. And as I said, you know, a few months back, I'll read the Daily Kos and I'll read Move On's, you know, I'll look at Move On's website and I'll enjoy it or not, or, you know, and I'll giggle. But I sure as hell ain't going there for news. You know, I ain't going to go to Coast, I ain't going to go to Move On any more than I go to Fox for news. I don't go to Fox for news anymore. And when I say Fox, I don't mean the network. I mean the freaking website, man. Every time I see a news story on Fox, I know automatically that they have editorially skewed the reporting. That's okay. I understand that. Same thing with CNN. No. I go to about five or six different sites to get news, and most of them are newspaper sites, to be honest with you. If I want to have a laugh, if I want to go and, you know, see what the Jackass 1 is saying as opposed to Jackass 2, then I'll go to Fox, I'll go to CNN, I'll go to the Coast, I'll go to any one of those websites. I sure as hell ain't going there for any information, and if you do, brother, you need help. And I'm giving it to you straight, man. You need some help. Don't do it. All right, so here we go with the Kos. And am I calling them liars? No, I ain't calling them liars. I'm saying that they take information and they report it a certain way so that it comes out looking, you know, green, when in point of fact, it's probably more yellow, like pea yellow.
Yeah.
All right, so here we go. When considering the poll, it's important to note that a disproportionate percentage of respondents are from GOP strongholds in the South, 42% as opposed to the Northeast, 11%, this being written by a Huffington Post writer named Sam Stein. So Sam writes for a liberal blog as well, or a liberal site as well, Huffington Post. So you ain't getting anything filtered through anything even remotely resembling an objective viewpoint here, from the Coast to Huff. So he's saying a bunch of dumbasses down South. That's what he's saying. Here are some of the standout figures as provided by Daily Kos Research 2000. That's like saying, here are some of the numbers that were provided by the National Socialist Workers Party. It's amazing, but most Jews are bloodsuckers. How about that?
Hey.
Yes, from the Joseph Goebbels. Anyway, here it is. 39% of Republicans believe Obama should be impeached. 39%. 29% are not sure. 32% said he should not be voted out of office. All right. So what does 29% not sure mean? 36% of Republicans believe Obama was not born in the United States. So that's, in other words, 36% of Republicans in the South. 22% are not sure where he is born. 42% do think he is a natural citizen. So that's a majority of the Southerners down South believe, yes, he is. The impeachment question is probably one of, it's more fueled by opinion based upon the man's policies, but I don't think you can, quibble much, given the fact there were so many jackasses that Bush should have been impeached. And when you asked him, well, what exactly why?
Well, there's been I've written a book, and it'll be out this spring.
31% of Republicans believe Obama is, quote, a racist who hates white people, the description once adopted by Fox News' Glenn Beck, who then went on to say that I didn't say he hates white people. 33% were not sure. And a majority, 36%, said, well, not the majority, but the higher number, 36% said he was not a racist. 63% of Republicans think Obama's a socialist, 16% aren't sure, 21% say he is not. Again, the poll, which was conducted in GOP strongholds in the South, according to the Huffington Post, which again doesn't reflect to me a level of intelligence. It reflects to me a level, you know, a kind of ideology that is held by really strongly conservative people. Obama's going to look socialist to anybody who considers himself to be a far right or even a strong right conservative. Ah, he's a socialist. Well, you know what he's doing. I know what he's doing. But at the end of the day, man, the guy's a socialist. All right, 24% of Republicans believe Obama wants the terrorists to win. Dig that. 33% unsure. 43% said he did not want them to win. That was, again, the larger number. Now, you don't even know what the question is. You don't know what the question is. The question may be the following. Are the terrorists going to win given President Obama's level of interest in the war on terror? Yes. So, in a lot of ways, it probably doesn't matter to him, huh? Yeah, that's what I think. Okay, bang, there we got our number. 21% of Republicans believe Acorn stole the 2008 election. 55% are not sure. 24% said the community organizing group did not steal the election. Now, this is, of all these questions, this is the one that I think reflects the most intelligent level of scrutiny and discriminative thought, if you will, because 55% aren't sure. And I'll be honest with you. Looking back on all of the things that we know about Acorn, all the things that were reported about Acorn, by God, I don't know if they stole it, but I'd sure as hell like to know how many votes Acorn was responsible for, given the goofy way they were going about, you know, registering people. 23% of Republicans believe that their state should secede from the United States. 19% aren't sure. 58% said no. 53% of Republicans said they believe Sarah Palin's more qualified to be president than Obama. All right. That last question is a matter of opinion, the one that you would expect people to answer. The second of the last question, 58% don't want their state to secede. This is a poll that seeks to do two things. It seeks, by focusing on the South, where there is a very strong conservative strain, but the South as well, is because of prejudicial kinds of thinking, is considered to be a place where there's a lot of dumb people. Daily Kos is trying to basically endorse and promote that view by saying Southern conservatives are representative of the GOP and they're idiots, and here's the proof. But the Daily Kos doesn't tell us what the question is. They did not report precisely how many of these precincts or counties or what have you, they went into in the South, a disproportionate percentage of respondents from the GOP in the South. Now, I'm not a fan of the Republican Party, but I ain't no fan of Daily Kos. I'm not a fan of bullcrap. Let me put it that way. I don't care where or how. I'm not a fan of any of it. I understood it when Obama stood there and said, look, man, we can get it done or not. People think that that's something to quibble with. You know, how can you argue with a guy when he says, look, are we here to get something done or not? And the proof was the way those people stood there, almost as if they were looking at, you know, this was an autograph session with the Beatles. Their mouths hanging open. They brought their families. The families wanted autographs. It was ridiculous. All right. That's number one. Then you got Michelle Bachmann and people like that in the Republican Party that don't do the party any favor because she's got a screw loose, man. You know that. So when you get a guy like Scott Brown, he wins the election there in Massachusetts, which is fantastic, and they're absolutely right when they say that this is representative of people wanting change, and they don't give a damn in what direction. Just get these other slobs out of there. I think that that's a good thing. I think that cat saying that he's not going to be a by-the-book Republican, that's a good thing, and that's you know, there's nothing wrong with any of that. But when the far reaches of each ideology, whether it's Daily Kos on one side or whoever else on the other, are there simply to, you know, win debating points, then nothing gets done. And that's this poll here is like worthless. Same thing with Move On, man. Nothing they do is worth a damn. MoveOn.org, who cares, you know? Go ahead and write your opinion pieces, guys, but you know, try to tell me you guys are objective? It ain't happening, right? Meanwhile, defense officials say that they've lifted the military ban on gays. That's it. Forget it. It's over. We need people who put on a uniform, go out and kick a little bit of ass, and we don't care where they're from, what they're doing, who they are, why, what, when, where, who. We don't care, man. Here's Defense Secretary Robert Gates telling a Senate committee today of the intent to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
I have appointed a high-level working group within the department that will immediately begin a review of the issues associated with properly implementing a repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. The mandate of this working group is to thoroughly, objectively, and methodically examine all aspects of this question and produce its finding and recommendations in the form of an implementation plan by the end of this calendar year.
Now, the only poll anybody can point to that is opposed, if you will, to the implementing of Don't Ask, Don't Tell is a poll conducted by the Military Times of active military members. But that doesn't matter. And the reason why it doesn't matter is because you do what you're told or you can go and find something else to do for a living. It's as simple as that. That's how the Army handled it when they integrated the Army with black soldiers. And that's what they're doing now. You don't like gays? No, I don't. Okay, that's great. Go back to the farm, man, and shovel pig crap for all we care, because you ain't in the military anymore. All right, 877-876, Phil coming up. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County on Jenny Sanford and the continuing saga of Mark.
Phil Hendry.